Mike Hadrius is the man behind the moniker Perfume Genius. He started making music a few years ago by just uploading some tracks to his MySpace account. Since he was good friends with one of the band members from Shushu, they put him in their top 8, which kind of cracks me up because it's funny that MySpace and the top 8 seem so old school now. But anyway, that's actually how Gareth from Los Campesinos discovered Perfume Genius and then recommended that his label look into signing him. So just a few years later, Mike Hadrius is now on his second full-length album, Put Your Back Into It. Before we get into our session with Perfume Genius, let's hear a track from the new record. This is No Tear.
Baby, listen to me.
Alisa Ali, live in Studio A with Mike Hadrius, a.k.a. Perfume Genius. He's got a brand new album out called Put Your Back Into It, with an N and a 2. And he is here today to talk about...
Heyo.
to talk about and play some of the new songs. So welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
And
hello.
Hello. And you are not alone.
No, this is Alan. He's playing with me.
Hello.
Alan, what are you playing?
I'm just playing the synth over here.
Just the synth?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little singing.
And he harmonized. We're going to try to harmonize too.
Okay, cool. Excellent. So this is your sophomore record. Mm-hmm. Put Your Back Into It. Do you want to start off the session by playing a new one?
Sure.
Which one will you do?
It's called Hood.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfume Genius live in Studio A, and that was a version of Hood, which is on the new record, Put Your Back Into It. So that song, controversy.
I know, right?
Oh my God. But you know what? Controversy, it's kind of a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it brings a lot of attention to you.
Oh, way more people saw that ad that was banned on YouTube than if it would have been accepted.
Right. Can you describe the situation, the controversy situation?
I suppose. Well, I made a video.
Right.
And then I made like a promo, like a pre-roll ad that's going to play before other videos, kind of taking scenes from that video I made. So it's actually just a 16-second clip. And then, you know, it has my album title and when it's out at the end.
Right, right.
But it had me and another man, like with our shirts off, embracing.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose,
scandal.
I know,
oh,
I guess it wasn't, YouTube didn't think it was family friendly.
Right, not so. Family safe.
Right.
So foolish. so and not only that, this is a very interesting thing about it, is that I read that Michael Stipe, I mean, hello, were you so surprised? Because, okay, so Michael Stipe found out that your video, just the advert, the 16-second ad for the album, really, which used footage of that song, the video.
Right.
So he found out it was banned, and he spoke out against it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
It's so cool.
Really cool.
Did you have any idea that Michael Stipe was even a fan of yours?
Like one of the very first shows that we played, I think it was the second show we ever played, he was there, and I very nervously met him briefly.
Oh, yeah? What was that? What was that interaction like?
I don't really remember.
It was hilarious.
I think, and also, I was just really proud of myself for even getting through that second show too. So it was very, I was kind of out of it.
Yeah. What was that back in 2008?
Maybe nine, even or 10. I have no. I don't. Was it 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Because your first album, when did that come out? 2000 and. I know you started
10.
10. You started uploading videos to MySpace in 2008.
Right, yeah, but it was a good while before I played my first show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and another thing, talk about friends, Los Campesinos.
Yeah.
More friends of yours. How did they discover you?
You know, I think they're Gareth from Los Campesinos in a way is kind of how I have all that I got right now, because I was on, he's a big fan of Juju. And I was on their top, if you remember MySpace, in the top eight. I was in Juju's top eight because my good friend Carolee was playing with them for a while. So I think just from clicking around, he found me, and then, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how the internet's pretty crazy.
It's pretty awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Gareth from Los Campesinos found you and then was really like, hey, guys. To his record label, you got to listen to this guy. He's amazing.
Hopefully that's how it was.
Have you played with Los Campesinos? You must have, right?
We have never played a show together.
How bizarre.
I know.
That seems like, you know him, though.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've never played a show. That's so weird.
Yeah.
I had those guys in here for their last album.
Oh, really? All of them? They all fit in here?
We crammed them all in here.
Yeah.
You guys have a small setup. It's just the two of you. When you're touring, is it just the
There's one more.
Okay. And what, is he on drums?
He's on drums, yeah, and he plays the guitar.
What's that guy's name?
His name's Eric.
Okay. All right. And so this is your touring band?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one?
Right. Alan you're touring with Mike, or were you also involved with the recording as well?
Not of the first album. I did some stuff on the second album, but I mainly just show up to play the live stuff.
Okay.
That's mainly what I do.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you showed up today.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I love having more, you know, the more the merrier. What's up with the drummer? Where did he go? Why can't he come?
He had to move out of his house.
Okay.
So...
All right.
Because we're going to be going on like a big, he's going to be gone for many moons soon.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like
it's kind of, it's a shame, but.
Yeah. But that was a beautiful, beautiful version.
Oh, well, good. We were worried about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
We just don't, we need it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I only have a few songs with drums, so if I'm going to play them, I feel like it should be the whole thing.
Yeah. That's such a beautiful song, too. I wish it was longer. But, you know, short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. I'd love to hear another song.
Okay.
Which one will you do?
Which one is it, Alan?
17.
Okay.
Take everything away. This gnarled, weird in the body of violin. String it up on a fence, cover it with cement. I am done with it. Don't sing me that song. It will only prolong this.
A live version of 17 here in Studio A from Perfume Genius, a song from the new record, Put Your Back Into It. I appreciate that you went through and you sort of, I don't know if this was like a press release or what, but basically you did a little summary of each of the songs.
Yeah.
And that's cool because some musicians are like, listen, it means whatever it means to anybody who listens to it.
And I do kind of feel that way.
Sure, sure. Yeah, of course. But I think as listeners, we do want to know what the inspiration was behind that. And so about that song, you said that it was basically a gay suicide letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a teenager, you were not always interested in listening to songs that, you know, were triumphant.
Yeah.
And you just kind of wanted to know that someone else felt the same way that mm-hmm. you feel. And I appreciate that, too, because...
Well, that's- good to hear.
Yeah, sometimes when I am feeling depressed, the last thing I want to hear is like a sugary pop song.
Yep.
Do you even think you have it in you to write?
Oh, I think I do for sure.
Oh, really?
I think it'll take some, I don't know, I have to go through some more sugary pop like activities to get there. Stop mining the bazaar.
What is a sugary pop activity?
I don't know.
Amusement rides.
Yeah. No, I like those too.
You do?
Roller coaster. More of those would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear you. actually, I feel like I'm a little bit too old for the roller coaster. I used to like that stuff.
It's fine. We just did it.
Did you?
This year. I had never been to like a Six Flags type thing.
Uh-huh.
And we went. I was sick for 2 days.
But see, this is why I think it's a little bit beyond me because it makes my belly go up and down a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But that's fun.
It was worth the recovery time.
Yeah.
I think.
So you'll probably get a pop song out of that.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
So the writing of this album, when did this actually happen? Because I know that for a long, like a good part of 2011, you were touring.
Yeah.
So where did you find time to write all this, or are you just constantly writing?
I'm constantly trying to write,
uh-huh.
at least. I don't think we had as like severe of a schedule as most bands do, just because we were new.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're being gentle on us.
Uh-huh.
So there was some, you know, we had a good month off between tours and stuff. Some of them I wrote pretty quickly after the first one was done, and then some I wrote at home. I even wrote
after
one
the first song,
first album. Yeah.
Okay.
I even wrote one in the studio.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Thank you. I thought I was very like legitimate and very musician-y to do. I was really excited about it.
You're like, look at me, I can pull a song out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an interesting thing because I was reading about, you know, your progress as a writer and a musician. And, you know, it all started with one song because you didn't really think that you could mm-hmm. pursue music as a career, or maybe that wasn't an intention. But then one song, and it was from the first record, and then the floodgates opened.
Yeah.
So talk about that process. Like where was the moment that you thought, oh my God, I just wrote a song. I can write millions of songs now.
I think a lot of that was just committing to it. I don't think for a really long time in my life that I've ever really fully committed to something, you know, just freaked. I don't know. It was like it would trap me or something. I don't know if that made any sense, but I just decided I'm going to finish this song, and if it's crap, then who cares? Before I would I would hold back a lot, mm-hmm. not just the music, but a lot of different things. I was really worried about what other people thought and stuff. And I just kind of got over it.
What was that first song that you wrote?
It's called Learning.
Mm-hmm. And so after you wrote the song, did you just write the lyrics or did you write the music at the same time?
I wrote, you know, I started singing and playing it together, and then I wrote out the lyrics, and it was all like a marathon thing in a day. Most of those songs are recorded in one day.
And you recorded that at your mom's house?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then when you listened back to the tape, were you, well, like, what was your reaction to your own first piece?
I just didn't think, I mean, it's just, you have, like, when you get older, you're pretty sure you know exactly what you're capable of. You know what I mean? And just, it was very surprising to me that I knew that I could do something I wouldn't have even thought of. And that keeps happening, too.
That's growth, man.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. You got to push yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. And so you were living in New York,
mm-hmm.
and then you moved to Washington to live with your mom.
Yep.
And so when you were in New York, were you making music at all? Or, I mean, were you just sort of, did you have a piano? Because I know you've been playing piano for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Were you at least playing or?
Well, I was drinking.
Okay. Okay.
So.
All right. So you, but when did you start playing piano?
I took lessons starting when I was 7.
Uh-huh.
And I was a bad student, but I kept at it until 15, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you carry, like, a little Casio keyboard with you around?
I did have one of those I got in second grade. I had it up until a couple years ago, even.
Oh, man, what happened?
It's just, I don't know.
It just is not really. It
wasn't working out, no.
It's not your Steinway of today. I am live in Studio A with Perfume Genius, a.k.a. Mike Hadrius. He's got a new record out called Put Your Back Into It, and I'd love to hear another song. Which one will you play?
It's called Take Me Home.
Okay.
Take me home, tender me, baby, lay me down easy, for I have grown weary. I wither and a bruise I run, my mouth like a fool. I'll be so quiet for you. Look like a child for you. Be like a shadow of a shadow of a shadow for you. Take me home, tender me, baby, lay me down easy, for I have grown weary on my own. I'll be so still for you, like a dead dog. Lay there till my eyes pop.
Perfume Genius, live in Studio A, and that song was called Take Me Home off the new record, Put Your Back Into It. I am Elisa Ali with the Perfume Genius himself.
Yep.
What's the story behind that name, by the way? I didn't get a chance to get close enough to you to smell you.
No, it's not good either, by the way.
What? You're so. Not doused in perfume? No. You're not taking perfume baths?
Just a touch of deodorant, Lady Mitchum.
That's funny, I'm wearing Brutes.
It's actually from the book Perfume. is a really good book. The movie is really bad, I think, anyway.
Okay.
In my opinion. Okay. And my friend was watching the movie, and she's making fun of the main character and kept calling him an effing perfume genius. And I wasn't thinking when I picked a name that it was going to eventually stick, so that's what I picked, and it eventually stuck. I'm okay with it now, but there wasn't a lot of thought behind it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of bands say that. Yeah, I didn't think of it, but
I wish I would have. If I knew that this was going to happen, I probably would have been. Probably would have thought a lot about it.
What would you have been? What
would just you something have without yourself? Genius in it, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you feel like people are like, oh, look at this genius.
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully not. Just in case.
Just in case. I'd leave it out. Preemptive. Yeah. I hear you. So earlier we were talking about the recording of this record, and you were so proud because you'd written one song just like while you were in the studio. Which song was that, by the way?
It's the very last song. It's called Sister Song.
Okay. So what was the process of recording this new record, Put Your Back Into It, this time? Did you spend a lot of time in the studio? I heard that you recorded in Washington, but did you also record in London?
In England, yeah, in Bristol, and then in the countryside, in some town that I keep not remembering the name of, which isn't very nice to the town.
Let's call it Cheshire.
Okay.
It sounds very English.
All right.
Okay. That's where those cool cats come from.
Yeah. It was still, I think, well, I don't really know how other bands do it, but we were there maybe a week, 2 weeks?
Hour? 3 weeks. Almost 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what made you decide to switch studios like that?
When we got home, I listened to the album and other people, and it was very slow, naturally, like how I do it. But I thought, when I was trying to put all the songs together, I thought some of the slow ones lost a bunch of weight when they're all next to each other. It kind of just, you know, so I wanted to write some poppy, bigger songs to kind of fill it out. And it was kind of a fun project anyway to try to do that.
Yeah. And so did you spend a lot of time then sequencing it, trying to figure out?
Yeah, like, I got kind of obsessive about it.
It's so funny because that ends up being like the one thing that musicians spend so much trying to, like, not the writing of the song or recording it, like just which order it goes in the album.
I know, and then people are just going to download and pull one song off whenever they feel like it anyway. Well, maybe not, because my album's really short.
Yeah.
So it's like one long song if you want. It's like an episode of Friends in length, you know?
It's just an episode of Friends in length. That's good. Now, is that with or without the commercials?
Without.
Okay. All right. But the first record, you didn't really put too much thought into sequencing. Didn't you just...
I did, actually.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I did.
Because I heard that you just... It was like the order that it was recorded in.
Yeah. That was very intentional, though. I had to think about that.
I see. And so this time around, you were just like, I've got a bunch of songs. How many songs did you go into the studio with?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. Not a lot, really. Well,
more than 15
or 20.
Record.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you recorded 15 or 20, and then you went back and whittled it down?
I think I maybe overguessed that number a little bit. I think we only left off a few because they weren't fully formed anyway, and they didn't really come together.
Mm-hmm. But I bet if you had like another hour in the studio, you could have finished them all.
Maybe. Or maybe they were just crap.
Okay, maybe. Mm. Well, what will you do with them? Hmm? Will they be like a bonus EP or something like that?
Maybe. That'd be fun.
Show up like as encores.
I'll give them as birthday gifts.
Yo,
I'm sure everyone, all my friends really love it. Oh, thanks.
May 24th is my birthday, just so you know.
Okay.
I'll take those B-sides.
Okay.
I'm live in Studio A with Mike Hadrius, a.k.a. Perfume Genius. I would love to close this session out with one more song.
Yep.
Which one will you perform for us? And can you tell us a little bit about this next song that you'll do?
Yeah, it's called Katie. It's one of the songs that actually didn't make it on the album.
I was going to say, I don't recognize that song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so why did it not make it on the album, but now you're performing it? You like it now.
You
didn't before.
I did like it then. I think it's probably the last song I've written, fully written. And maybe just didn't fit.
Okay.
So on it.
Perhaps on the next record.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. By the way.
It's just fun to play too for me. Well, it's not fun at all, actually.
No?
But it's probably, to me, one of the heaviest songs that I've written. So it's not fun. But sometimes fun for me is feeling like I threw up afterwards. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, just so you know, the bathroom is quite close to here. So don't worry about vomiting on the piano. Right. Please don't, though.
Okay.
All right, Perfume Genius.
Katie, I don't believe you, and that's the bottom line. How could this have gone on before my very eyes? Well, if you're trying to make me cry, well, I'm crying. But what you tell me, oh, that's gotta be a lie.
A brand new song called Katie from Perfume Genius, and thank you so much for performing that.
Thank you.
I'm very pleased that you decided to join us in Studio A, and congratulations on your new record. It is lovely.
Thank you very much.
Very beautiful. It's called Put Your Back Into It, and it is out now. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
That's Perfume Genius on this week's The Alternate Side in Session. This session was engineered by Joe Grimaldi and produced by me, Alisa Ali. Visit thealternateside.org for more exclusive conversations and performances. Thanks so much for listening.